good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Wendy, we're here at the State Fair, and Native issues are human issues, and appropriation is everywhere.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post. We are in the West End Market at the Minnesota State Fair. We are here through Monday, September 5th. Come on down and say hi.
So it's always kind of a miracle that I get the show going here. There's always something, right? And Wendy's going, do we have to do it live? Should we not do it? And it's just like, yes, we should. And
yes,
I'm sweating.
Should. Yes, it's really hot here today, but we're keeping cool. We're really lucky that our tent faces away. Is it facing west? I don't know what way.
South, I think.
Okay.
Because the...
We don't get sun very much afternoon in our tent, so we're really glad about that. We have a lot of fans going. We have five fans going. So yeah, come on in and keep cool. We have
Speaking of fans, a lot of people have come to say hi to you
that
listen to our show.
It's so exciting when people come over and just say hi. We listen to the show and we just came by to say hi, and we really appreciate the support.
Well, yeah, and really, really appreciate the support. And it's fun. It's fun when I see a former student, Wendy, and I say, "You are now the age I was when I first met you." And
wow.
They all freak out.
I know,
because
right?
I was doing it for so many years.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're exhausted, so why don't we hand it over to the mothership with Ogama with the news while we take a quick nap?
We're going to take a little nappy, Ogama.
Welcome, Ogama.
Oh. You guys are that beat. You know, I believe it with the State Fair. I've heard it's a bit of a grueling endeavor. So I'm really proud of you guys. I'm really happy that you're there. I wish I could have been there this week, and it's not going to work out for our family for me to be there this week. But hopefully next year I'll be able to be there. For those of you just tuning in, I'm Ogama Ganuakwe. I am a citizen of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota, and I get some news and information for you here on Native Roots Radio. Starting down with the metro area here in Minnesota, there is a call for artists for parks for an all-mural project. Requests for qualifications are due September 19, 2022. The Minneapolis Park and Rec Board and the Forecast Public Art Institute are looking for artists to help develop murals to foster parks for all. There will be 9 artists selected to create murals in 2023. The call opened on August 19th and ends September 19th at midnight. Commission is $6,000 artist fee plus $3,000 for materials to include artist travel. So that is an awesome opportunity happening for those of you who are, you know, artists who may be listening. The idea is to foster belonging and equity, steward a continuum of nature and recreation, provide core services with care, expand focus on health equity and ecological connections. All of these awesome, awesome things. The murals will be located in 9 locations that have already been selected, and they're hoping to use them to reduce the amount of vandalism in the park system and reactionary maintenance from those issues. But they'll also be, you know, really visible to the public and located in those highly visitable spaces, but also maintained by the park board. So that is something that you do not have to, come up with, is remembering to maintain them. So you need to send a written proposal and all of your information to Yarlin at forecastpublicart.com. That's YARLYN at forecastpublicart.org. my mistake. I'm sorry about that. That's .org. So that is how you submit something for the Minneapolis Park Board's art call that's happening. Again, deadline is September 19th. So keep that in mind. Super exciting. I've never done a mural, but I think it's probably on my bucket list. Wendy, is this something you'd apply for with your painting?
I love doing a mural. I did a mural here for the our store here, 15 feet wide by 2 feet. Yeah, 15 by 2 feet. Yeah, it was a lot of work and a lot of, because I had to like do it on the floor. Like I had to set it up on the floor and like do it on the floor. And like it was like backbreaking. So I couldn't walk for like 2 days after I got finished with it. But I'm happy with it. So, yeah.
It's beautiful, and awesome. We get so many compliments about Wendy.
Yeah,
we really do.
Fun to do.
You've done such a nice job with this booth, and
thank you.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you'll have to do it, Ogama.
I will. Maybe sometime. Oh. I don't know. We'll see. I got a lot on my plate, guys. One of the things that's on my plate, though, that I'm actually looking forward to is the Water is Life Festival this Sunday, September 4th at Bayfront Festival Park in Duluth, Minnesota. Tickets are still available. Tickets are $40 at first-avenue.com. However, if you received a charge, if you were one of those some 1,000 people in Minnesota who received a charge while defending Mother Earth from the Line 3 pipeline, you get free admission. And if you enter the code WATERPROTECTOR, you also get a discount when you purchase your tickets. Annie DeFranco is the headlining artist, but then there's also local Metro favorites like Dessa. Corey Medina is a North Minnesota favorite, so is Annie Humphrey. The Indigo Girls are always good. The schedule finally came out, I believe just today or yesterday. So the doors open at 12 p.m. Reminder to everybody, for $40, you get access to all of these artists starting at 12 p.m. and going all the way until about 10 p.m. where there's a closing prayer on two stages. So it's really hard to get music festival tickets like the Water is Life Festival for that price. So starting at noon, there'll be a water ceremony and a welcome. And then Annie Humphrey plays at 1. Corey Medina plays at 2. David Huckfelt plays at 3:45. 5:10 is Keith Sokola. 6:30 is Allison Russell. 7:25 is Low. 8:20 is Ani DeFranco. 9:10 is the Indigo Girls. And then they're closing that stage at 9:50. And that is on the main stage, also known as the Gichigami stage. The secondary stage, the Manuman stage, is going to have Galen Lee at 1:40. Joe Rainey Sr. at 3. Tia Wood at 4:30. And Dessa at 5:50. So that's the lineup for the Water is Life Festival this Sunday, starting at 12 p.m. noon at Duluth Bayfront Festival Park in Minnesota. It's hosted by Winona LaDuke and presented by Honor the Earth, and the MC is Indigenous artist, rapper, and youth leader Thomas X. So that's super exciting. Robert, I know you said you're going to be there. Wendy, have you decided if you're joining us?
Probably not, because of our dogs.
Yes, I understand that. I understand.
Staying home with puppies, and yeah, because we've been here at the State Fair for many, many hours, so they deserve to have some time.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. I support that. So I will be there. And are you going to be reporting on what happened down here in Minneapolis today? We got a minute and a half left.
I don't know what happened down in Minneapolis today, what you're referring to.
You already talked about it. The Leonard Peltier opening was today, correct?
I have not talked about it. I just put the poster up on the screen. But yes, the Leonard Peltier opening rally. I thought you were talking about, you know, something awful like a car accident or something. I don't know. Leonard Peltier Walk for Justice opening rally was started today, August 31st at about 3 p.m. There was a prayer and a walk orientation that was open to the public that started at 3. 5 p.m., they had a drum group and speakers, and coming up here at 7, they're going to have a musical performance. If you're in the Twin Cities, they're down at Cedar Field in Little Earth in Minneapolis, kicking off the Leonard Peltier Walk for Justice, which is asking to free Leonard Peltier. The AIM, or American Indian Movement, is sponsoring this a spiritual walk, which is going to go from Minneapolis to Washington, D.C. starting today or first thing tomorrow morning, I believe, and lasting all the way until November 18th. It's going to take them that long to walk to Washington, D.C. So put some tobacco down, put some asema down for our relatives for that. And I want to touch on two more other things really, really fast, if I might. Yeah. There's a Lake Back event happening at Red Lake Nation September 2nd at 6:30 p.m. Camping is on the baseball fields across from the Tamarack Bridge. September 3rd, there's a 10:30 a.m. meet at the bridge for the beginning of the run. They're having a spirit run and ride September 2nd and 3rd for the Lake Back. I don't know if you all know this, but I believe the northern half of Red Lake, the lake itself, was, of course, illegally stolen from Red Lake Nation, right, even though it was promised as part of a treaty. And then also the Red Robes Ranch and Red Robes Resistance Ranch, excuse me, in Sasha Bolio wanted to announce that everybody is welcome to join on Saturday, September 10th at 12 p.m. at the MN350 office at 4407 East Lake Street in Minneapolis. They're going to be having an Indian taco sale, silent auction, and handmade soap sale to benefit, I believe, Red Robes Ranch Resistance. So make sure you, if you're down the cities, you get a chance to stop in for that. You can never pass up a good Indian taco, right, Robert?
Right on. Hey, and let's cut into this. Let's take a break real quick. Alan Roy will be on real quick. Stop checking in with us. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
The Senior Linkage Line is a free statewide service of the Minnesota Board on Aging in partnership with Trellis. I have volunteered with seniors nearly 15 years, working alongside their compassionate team. I am honored to partner with Trellis as we help our elders find housing, compare costs of Medicare prescriptions, and learn how to avoid fraud and scams targeting seniors. We help our elders optimize well-being as they age, and we can help you too. Reach out today at trellisconnects.org.
Come see the Native Roots Trading Post at the West End Market of the Minnesota State Fair. Native Roots Trading Post is Native-owned and operated. Shop goods from local and national Native artists that you'll love instantly. Native Roots Trading Post is supporting Native artists this year at the Minnesota State Fair, August 25th to September 5th. Native Roots Trading Post, we support Native artists and you can too. Buy Native at the Native Roots Trading Post this year at the Minnesota State Fair.
COVID levels may be falling, but the virus is still around. Stay healthy and up to date on your COVID vaccinations and boosters. Right now, everyone 6 months and older is eligible to get a vaccination, while everyone 5 and up is eligible for their booster shot. Plus, you're eligible for a second booster if you're over 50 or received an initial booster dose at least 4 months ago. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov. This message brought to you by the Native American Community Clinic.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Wendy, we got Alan Roy on the line here, and he's got a quick update of what's going on here in St. Paul. Thank you, Alan Roy, for calling in. I know you're really busy, and how are you doing, and what's happening?
Hey, thanks, Robert. This is Alan Roy. I just want to thank your guys' team down there. You're doing great work. I'm in town here because tomorrow Representative Rena Moran and I are hosting a rooftop reception and fundraiser in St. Paul. We got special guests with U.S. Representative Betty McCollum and Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison that are going to be here. The event is hosted by Maria Conley, Tony Parrish, and my favorite senator, state senator, Senator Mary Kunish, and it's going to be a great event.
Yeah, that sounds great. Do they need tickets, or they just show up with a fat wallet?
And where in St. Paul?
Yeah,
St. Paul.
Yep. It'll be at 400 Selby Avenue, St. Paul, Minnesota. That, again, that's 400 Selby Avenue. We'll have people out there, volunteers with T-shirts and buttons and yard signs, so you can't miss us. It'll be from time. It starts at 5:30, social hour to 6:30. That's the social hour, and then the program starts about 6:30 to 7:30, and there'll be light refreshments and treats there. And if folks want to RSVP, they can do it on Act Blue. They just go on Act Blue and they look up Alan Roy and Representative Rena Moran. It'll pull right up, or you can go on my website, on my Facebook or my Twitter, and we have posted the link for that, and folks can click on that and get an RSVP or an invitation right there.
That's excellent. Could you tell us why it's so important to support the Blue Wave and what your platform is?
Absolutely. Just last week we had Senator Tina Smith come up to northern Minnesota with Senator Aaron Murphy and the Minnesota DFL Senate caucus, and we're working with a lot of northern candidates like myself to ensure that we try to achieve a majority in the state Senate, which is so critical heading into next year. We're sitting on a huge budget surplus in the state, and we have a tremendous opportunity to help. And what I'm running on is education. We got to make sure that we're taking care of our educators, our students, and our families. And I'm also focused on farmers and agriculture, which is a really big, constituency here in the Senate District 2. And also focused on the economy. We've got a lot of issues in rural Minnesota that need to be worked on. And so the part of where this came out of was my work with Senator Mary Kunish in Senate District 39, Senate District 2, where I'm from. We've been partnered up with them and working with them all summer long. And these are safer seats in the Twin Cities, and so we're having fundraisers, we're having little events here and there. Also, we're getting out the vote, and so this is the part of the operation that we're running to help achieve that majority here for next year.
Yeah, and we're really excited because we're watching other states and not only our native, which we did really well in the last cycle. Wendy and mm-hmm. Alan did real good in getting all these new voters out there, but
and
also
people registered, people who've never voted before.
Yeah, natives. 9,000 up north.
Got them registered, and they were excited to vote. Yeah.
And I see that coming again here because of what we're watching in other states, Wendy. Mm-hmm. The women are coming out, and yes. Our sacred women are coming out to vote in bunches.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Yeah. So, Alan, one more time, where it is and how they can support you.
Sure. Again, it's going to be the event, the rooftop reception and fundraiser in St. Paul's at 400 Selby Avenue. Starting at 5:30 tomorrow night. If you guys have time or opportunity, please stop by, swing through, say hi, and show your support for our campaign. I know Representative Rena Moran is going to be there as well with her crew. And, just check us out. Stop by, say hi, and show your support. It'd be awesome.
Wow, thanks for jumping in. I know you're really busy this time of year, and we're going to have you on again another segment. Everybody go to this fundraiser and fun party, and also go up north and knock doors with Alan Roy, because yes. If you have a safe area like we do here, Wendy, mm-hmm. We got to go up and knock on doors and help Alan.
That's right.
Peenie Gee again,
thank
Alan.
You
for
guys.
Coming on.
Yes, thank you,
thank
Alan.
You.
Yes.
Bye.
Wow. See you.
Bye.
Wow, that was
awesome. Yes, 400 Selby Avenue in St. Paul. Check it out.
Right. Hey, today we're going to be doing Bob Blake from Red Lake. It's going to come on.
That's great.
Again, he kind of forgot that we were at the fair, so we'll be talking to him via Facebook. And
yeah.
Then we asked Dr. Stately to come back on and just check in because Monday, well, he was going to come here too.
Yeah.
But,
he had a little stomach virus that day.
Right. We want to see how he's feeling
today.
I'm
sure he's all recovered by now.
We want to see how he's feeling.
Usually only lasts 72 hours.
Yeah.
Usually.
Cool. Hey, I'm wondering if the mothership and all the people in civic media mind, we're going to be taking a break here in about a minute.
Yeah.
So any observations about the fair today?
Well, today's, I think, one of the warmest days that we've been here. We've kind of having a little bit of a little, you know, late in the season heat wave in the high, very high 80s, 89, 88. And that's going to be happening tomorrow and on Friday. So we got to keep cool, keep hydrated. We see a lot of people taking breaks and sitting down and resting. And Robert's got like a one of those special towels around his neck that when you get it wet, it kind of stays cool for a really long time. So he's got that going on. And we have these like necklaces that you wear around your neck. Yeah. And it's like a necklace you wear around your neck.
Well,
of course, yeah, or around your ankle. But anyway, you turn it on and there's a little fan that keeps your face cool. So we have those going on. Mm-hmm. And we have fans in the tent here. We're keeping cool. And a lot of people are coming in to keep cool. And while they're keeping cool, they're buying some Native American authentic merchandise.
Right. And, you know, we're almost out of the Thorpe shirts. And we can
have only one left.
Wow.
We have one XL left.
Well, explain what that was, because it was really exciting. It was really exciting. Talk about Thorpe.
Yes, Jim Thorpe. He was a Native American athlete who did many sports: football, track,
baseball.
Yeah, so he was an awesome athlete and excelled in all of those sports.
Right.
In 1912, and 100 years later, he's finally getting recognition for his greatness, and he is being recognized now as one of the world's greatest athlete.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a 5-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The Senior Linkage Line is a free, statewide service of the Minnesota Board on Aging in partnership with Trellis. I have volunteered with seniors nearly 15 years, working alongside their compassionate team. I am honored to partner with Trellis as we help our elders find housing, compare costs of Medicare prescriptions, and learn how to avoid fraud and scams targeting seniors. We help our elders optimize well-being as they age, and we can help you too. Reach out today at trellisconnects.org.
Hey, Tom Harbin here, and you can catch me live every weekday from 11 to 2 following the Stephanie Miller Show right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
The local advertisers you hear on AM 950 are the lifeblood of the station. If you find yourself regularly tuning in, or if you appreciate the diversity of content we deliver, please take the time to support our advertisers. Even if it's just to thank them for backing AM 950, your voice and support can go a long way. Help keep the station going strong while investing in our local community. Find the complete list of on-air supporters by visiting the advertisers page at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. How much do you love your home? If you are anything like me, you know that your house is so much more than just a place to keep your stuff. It's where I can unwind with my favorite meal and a game on TV after a long day at the studio. If you love your home as much as I do, then you know there is only one cleaning company to trust with your carpet, tile, upholstery, area rugs, air duct cleaning, and more. And that's my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. If you haven't tried out Zero Res or it's been months since your last deep clean, then now is the time to call. Right now, when you mention the AM 950 special, you can get your entire home Zero Resified from the Twin Cities' number one carpet cleaner and get 20% off your entire cleaning service. This 20% off end of summer deal is the best you're going to see, so act now. Call right now, 952-ZERO-RES, or book online anytime at ZeroResMinnesota.com and save 20% off all cleaning services. ZeroRes, backward or forward, spells the same. With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. Clear tonight with a low of 64, then warm and sunny on Thursday with a high of 88. The locally owned Vinaigrette has been offering the finest olive oils and vinegars since 2009. That's Vinaigrette, Xerxes Avenue and 50th Street in Minneapolis, or at VinaigretteMN.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, we are so happy. It's Wednesday, and we have Robert Blake from the Solar Bear with the Solar Bear News. And we are excited because, Robert, it's a little hot out here, and we want to talk about some relief and some solar. So I know you always have great updates, and you have that great microphone now to let our people know what's going on all over Turtle Island with solar. So welcome.
Hey, hey, how's it going, Robert? Hey, Robert, their XL Energy was showing off their first all-electric vehicle a work truck today, you know, with the bucket, you know, that brings up the guys to the power lines. Yeah. And they were showing that off today at the Minnesota State Fair.
Wow.
So it's here, just probably on the other side in the Eco Building.
Right.
Yes. In the Eco Building. And I encourage everyone to stop by the Native Sun Community Power Development booth in the Eco Building.
Wow. So
yes, Native Sun has got a booth there, and so we're passing out some cool stuff. Come check it out. So I thought that was a great story today, Robert, because that just goes to show, like, you know, how the utilities are moving in this direction, and you know, the people, all of you out at the state fair are pushing our utilities to do what is right, not only for the environment, but also, you know, for our communities by using non-diesel trucks that do not emit, these turbocarbon gases into the air so we can get cleaner air. Robert, did you see that story just recently about Twin Cities and the the quality of air that is in the Twin Cities? Oh, Dr. Stately's on. I'm sure Dr. Stately saw that study. Did you see that study, Dr. Stately?
Oh. Yeah. We just put you on the spot, Dr. Stately.
Right? Just like, oh, by the way. No, but you know what? It doesn't surprise me at all that the air quality is so horrible in Minneapolis. And here's the thing is, like, a lot of people don't really realize this. So Little Earth of United Tribes, which is the United States only owned and operated Native American housing project, which houses about, you know, upwards, it's 212 units and houses about somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 people. The propensity of those people being older people and younger people, kids, you know, it takes up a 2-block square area. It is bounded by Hiawatha Avenue. People will remember Hiawatha Avenue from the Wall of Forgotten Natives. It has some of the worst air quality, some of the worst toxins in the environment in that area. And our native children have some of the highest rates of asthma. Wow. A lot of that likely linked to environmental issues, right? So some of you will remember that a couple weeks ago we had some guests on talking about Lake Hiawatha and the master plan and why it's important to, you know, rewild that lake and preserve that that ecosystem. Those things are important to keep and create and maintain and even expand the green space in South Minneapolis. So communities like ours can thrive and do well, and they have spaces where they can go and they can play in the open without having to breathe in, like, you know, the diesel fuel that is emitted by all the trucks and all the semis that go up and down Hiawatha Avenue all day long. These are real issues.
And you know what, Robert, we had a meeting on Saturday at Little Earth with the community talking about the Minneapolis Climate Action Plan. Right. And I want to send a big shout out to Stephanie, who is a resident over there, and for telling those the city representatives there that, you know, how her son is coughing now and is walking in that neighborhood and says he does not want to go towards where he says the big trucks are because he can't breathe. And so I want to, like, let everyone know that this is a serious thing. And we are going to be holding 2 more meetings over the next 4 months to get community input, and we'll have them at Little Earth. And I encourage the community to come out. We served Indian tacos, and by the way, they went very, very quick. So for all of those residents that came out and ate and enjoyed a free Indian taco and told us about you know, how they feel about the city's climate equity action plan being proposed by the city of Minneapolis, a miigwech for all that. But this is a really serious situation. And, you know, I really want to encourage our people to come out and let their voice be heard about what's happening there in South Minneapolis.
Well, Wendy and Dr. Stately, how can this exhaust not be a health issue, for goodness sakes?
It is a health issue. And asthma, you know, people think that, oh, asthma, you just, you know, have shortness of breath. No, it's a very serious disease. People need to be on medication. Medication costs a lot of money. And it's a really terrible thing for people to have asthma.
Yeah, right, Dr. Stately?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so 2 things. One is, Robert, I must have lost my invitation in the mail to come and get a free taco. Make sure I get that next time. Second of all, yes, asthma is a life-threatening issue in our community. It's like we have a lot of, you know, and then related to that is like things like, you know, we have some of the highest rates of obesity and diabetes in our community, even among young children at the age of, like, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. There's a reason why they're obese, and there's a reason why they're struggling with diabetes. Those things are all interrelated. Some of the highest rates of our poor health outcomes for our children and our young adults and our elders are linked to lack of access to clean places, to breathe air, get out and walk, be active, and to do that in a space where they don't have to choke to death, right? These are real things, and they're really very well linked together scientifically, and I would be shocked and surprised if they weren't also linked together in data. And so these environmental issues have real-world impacts on our health and well-being, as well as the health and well-being of our Mother Earth, right? And all of our animal friends and all of our animal relatives that sort of rely on having a clean place to live as well, right?
Robert, what can people do? What can tribes do? What can me as a tribal member do to fight back?
Well, I mean, Robert, you are doing it already as a representative of your tribe, as a legislator, elected representative, by encouraging to switch to renewables, electric vehicles. We've had this talk. We've included Ho-Chunk, the Ho-Chunk Nation, into this new a grant proposal to the Department of Energy to extend the intertribal electric vehicle network. And this is just also to implement this technology into our communities so our communities don't get left behind, right? Because that's usually what happens. Frontline communities always get left behind, and this time that is not going to happen. And the second thing is, and so thank you for that support, Robert. The second thing is too, and everyone out there, you can also ask your state, city, county, tribal representatives to support a clean energy future. And Robert, there is a really good report that just came out recently. Solar jobs are up in all 47 states and increased by 9% across the country. So that means that the more clean energy that we can put out there, right, on the electric grid, the less carbon, the less coal, natural gas that we have to burn and frack and put up into the air. So that allows for a cleaner environment for all of us to live, right? So that is a good story that just recently came out.
Yeah, definitely. And Dr. Stately and Wendy, you can't help but think, was the air cleaner when we were younger? Are we just aware of it now? Or what's going on in Indian Country and all over Turtle Island? Your thoughts?
I think that the air was worse when we were children in the 70s. I think that it's better now, but we have a lot of work to do. And I just want to go back with Dr. Stately said about food. And, you know, we need to have food that is healthy and affordable for families to be able to eat healthier. And, you know, people need to be able to afford to pay their gas bill so that they could cook the healthy food on their stoves. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So we really need to just, you know, start from the beginning. And
I want to remind people that, like, remember in the first few months or first several months of the most serious wave of COVID around the globe, like, we recall, like, you know, those images of Singapore, like, they hadn't seen, like, and other places. They hadn't seen Taj Mahal in decades, right? It's all covered by smog. All these other places all over the globe that were covered by smog and poor air. Like, and what happened to sort of like the atmosphere in the skies and the quality of air after just one or two months of not being able to drive consistently, right? That it was dramatic. So we do know that there's a link between these two things, the use of fossil fuel, the driving, and all these other kinds of things that take that kind of contribute to the poor quality of our air overall. Air quality is a global issue, but it is particularly problematic within Indian Country, especially with 70% of Native people living off reservation in urban areas, and oftentimes urban areas that are highly dense. And also in some of the poorer, more or less resourced areas of the cities and towns that they live in. And those are the spaces and places where they put highways and byways that carry all these goods on, semi-trucks and all these diesel trucks that go in and around their community all the time. And these are things that we sort of kind of have to confront. From everything from the city and county level, like even your neighborhood associations, showing up in those spaces and places and talking to all kinds of policy, people who influence policy about increasing our ability to manage and clean the air and make sure that our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, seven generations out have clean air to breathe.
Exactly.
These are critical things to address.
And Robert, I want to remind everyone, too, that this doesn't have to be a partisan issue. Remember that the Environmental Protection Agency was, you know, constructed during the Nixon administration. Republican administration probably did the most amount of work on the environment in this country's history, right? And that was Ralph Nader's Nader's Raiders that pushed the Nixon administration to do this. And they did. This is a people issue. This doesn't have to be a Democrat or Republican issue. This is a people issue, Robert. That's what I want everybody to understand out there.
Mm-hmm. And Wendy, it's just it's so important to get the next generation healthier than us, and that isn't what's happening now.
We need it to be healthier. We want our children to live longer than we do, and then their children to live longer than they do, and so on and so forth.
Hey, you know, I'm enjoying this conversation. Bob, can you hold on for another segment? And Dr. Stately, because we're going to have a break here. We're going to break here, and I love the energy, and we're going to break here in about a minute.
And then we're all going to howl when we come back.
Yeah, get ready to howl for Howling for – yes, yes, very important. One of our great sponsors in leading the way, Wendy.
Yes, Howling for Wolves.
Can you guys see that I'm a little off a little bit here at the fair?
The sun's shining in his eyes. He's been here for 13 hours every day. This is what, the sixth day? The 70th?
40th day. The 40th day. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break with this loud bumper music.
Stay with us.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Come see the Native Roots Trading Post at the West End Market of the Minnesota State Fair. Native Roots Trading Post is Native-owned and operated. Shop goods from local and national Native artists that you'll love instantly. Native Roots Trading Post is supporting Native artists this year at the Minnesota State Fair, August 25th to September 5th. Native Roots Trading Post, we support Native artists and you can too. Buy Native at the Native Roots Trading Post this year at the Minnesota State Fair.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh.
I just want to mention something really quickly. The other day we had Dr. Maureen Hackett on. She is the founder of Howling for Wolves. And she said that the wolves, all of them, when they do howl, do a different octave so that they sound like there's more wolves. Isn't that an interesting?
That's fascinating.
Very interesting.
I have an interesting tidbit that just popped up on my phone, is that marijuana sales
and use
is first time it surpassed cigarette smoking. And that's a very interesting stat, and I don't know why I'm throwing that in there, other than Wendy's in the medical field and Dr. Stately's in the medical field, and Robert, you just know a lot of people that smoke.
Smoke cigarettes or smoke herb?
Well, that's just to get a guess.
We're not saying.
This is a family show. Well,
I was on a call today and we did an icebreaker, and it was a Zoom call with a bunch of people, and they're like, and the icebreaker question was like, if you were a spice or an herb, which one would you be? And it got to me, and I said, I'd be marijuana because everyone would love me.
Everybody already loves you. Except Bob.
It's true. But you know,
Bob Blake didn't tell you about those free tacos, though. So he's borderline there.
Right.
Well, cool. This has been a really cool talk, in a sense of how energy and how the, you know, bad energy affects health all over Turtle Island, how exhaust fumes, you know, now it's global warming and, you know, how is this heat? Like, I'm really hot and I feel like it's day 75 here out at the fair, Dr. Stately and Wendy.
Yeah, it's I think we broke like 94, 95 degrees today. And I don't know if there's a little bit of a breeze there today, so that might make it feel a little bit less hot. But tomorrow is, but I think by Thursday and Friday, it's supposed to be in the upper, like in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I think on Friday, we're expecting some precipitation. So then the it'll feel hotter and perhaps heavier to breathe because of the humidity. But those are serious health issues as well, just the heat exhaustion.
Yeah, and the climate, there's an article out, really good article, is climate scientists warn that once temperatures rise by 4 degrees Celsius, you know, the Earth at best will be able to sustain 1 billion people. So, you know, think about that, everyone, you know, and look at just what recently happened in Pakistan, you know, where, I mean, thousands of people are, you know, have died, you know, because of, you know, a climate-related catastrophe. And these are going to be happening more and more. So, you know, we really do have to implement mitigation and adaptation strategies like across the country, across the world, because this is going to be a very serious issue that we're all going to have to deal with in the future. And I just want to send a big shout out to the Institute for Tribal Environmental Professionals. I spoke on Monday at the conference. It's being held at the Intercontinental Hotel. Mille Lacs, I believe, owns the hotel there. And they did such a wonderful job at putting on this conference. We had native environmental professionals from all over the country join us at this place here this last week. And so it was incredible. And I just got to say, when I was hopping on the elevator, everyone, I heard this other native guy tell this other native guy, he asked him, hey, what do you do? And he says, I do solar. And then he said, my girlfriend does climate change strategies. And you should have heard his voice. And he was so proud to say this. And I kind of got a little choked up because I realized that, like, just everything that we've been doing the last, like, 5-6 years around this work, Robert, is just coming full circle. And it just made me so proud to hear that and hear this guy talk about that, because that's really what I want, is for, like, more and more people to get involved in this, especially our people, because we are the protectors of Turtle Island. Always have and always will be.
You and Dr. Stately and Wendy talk about climate justice, and that's and a couple days ago you were on our show, Dr. Stately, and talking about brown and black people are the ones that are getting the shaft on all this climate stuff and all this bad medicine and all these anti-vaxxers and on and on and on, and we're here to fight that and let people know what's up. And I really appreciated our talk Monday, right, Wen?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, I talk about factory farms. Where do they put these factory farms? They put these next to poor people who don't have a voice. And all the sludge and the urine and the feces go in these big giant pools where they sprinkler out all over the environment. And, again, the children are sick. They have definitely health issues with asthma, breathing problems, all kinds of problems. So this is where the worst of the worst happen to people who really don't have a voice, and it's really something that we need to change.
And, you know, in that in mind, Wendy, too, I want to just give Dr. Stately and Robert a big shout-out of what they do for their JOBs, because, Dr. Stately, I know you deal with so many people with health issues, and Bob, you're dealing with so many people that need to fight climate justice and not listen to these naysayers. So it's just important for you two to be on the show, to be who you are, and to talk sense. So I just want to say, Pini Gigi, Dr. Stately, you know, and Robert.
Miigwech.
Yeah, and Robert.
I wanted to mention something that I don't think we often think about as it relates to climate and some of the environmental issues we're talking about, is like, these are seriously detrimental to our physical health, but they're also really detrimental to our emotional and psychological well-being. And also for indigenous people, people who sort of have a specific kind of relationship with the earth and the things that grow on the earth. And, you know, there's things we use, medicines that grow and trees that we use for like the Creator's Game, for our lodges, for our sweat lodges, all these, you know, for our Sundance ceremonies. These things are really central to who we are as indigenous people and the way that we live our lives and feed us spiritually, emotionally, psychologically. When our earth is in a crisis, that creates all kinds of additional problems for us in other areas of our health and well-being and our functioning. So stepping up and talking about it and being vocal about it and doing everything we can do as individuals to try to address that issue, to make sure that we're doing things, that can counteract the effect of that in our communities is really, really important. It's important for our overall being for us, but also for all of our future generations and quite frankly, all of our relatives on Turtle Island.
Robert, and you and Wendy have talked about this on the show many a times, because I've heard you say that when the environment is off, we're off. I mean, that's how connected we are, as you know, to this planet, that we are part of its ecosystem. And the other thing too, Robert, like you always say, like, get out, join a board, get out, run for office, get out, get an advanced degree, get out, start a company, start a nonprofit. I mean, these are all things that we can do where we can make a difference, Robert. And you always say it at the end of the show, and I just think that's so important, Robert. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, and you know, too, with animal issues that Wendy talks about every show, it's like the factory farms and all those things, Wen.
Right. I mean, the animals are affected just like we are affected. So if it hurts them, it's going to hurt us. It's not just them or us who are suffering and being affected by all of this. It's all of us.
Yep, definitely. So we got less than a minute left. Dr. Stately, any last words? And then I'll get to Robert Blake.
No, I just want to encourage people to do what Robert was saying. And like, you know, it really is up to us to get engaged, to do, you know, to speak our minds, to speak the truth, to hold policymakers and decision makers in government and other areas and corporations responsible for their decisions and their behaviors that contribute to the degradation of our Turtle Island.
Robert.
And thank you, Robert and Wendy, for representing our people out there with that big, beautiful teepee and out there encouraging our artists to sell their goods and just being out there representing our people. I love you guys for that. Love you, Robert. Love you, Wendy. You know how I feel.
Yeah. We love you.
Love you, Dr. Stately.
Hey, Pini Geeky for Jamie Becker Finn for stopping by and buying some swag. Get out to her coffee shop. You've been listening to the Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Now.